Without waiting for an answer, he plunged on up the stairs. Richard, following uncertainly, found him already knocking on the inner door. The outer one stood open. "Come in," called a voice from within. Dirk pushed the door open, and they were just in time to see the back of Reg's white head as he disappeared into the kitchen. "Just making some tea," he called out. "Like some? Sit down, whoever you are." "That would be most kind," returned Dirk. "We are too." Dirk sat, and Richard followed his lead. "Indian or China?" called Reg. "Indian, please." There was a rattle of cups and saucers. Richard looked around the room. It seemed suddenly humdrum. The fire was burning quietly to itself, but the light was that of the grey afternoon. Though everything about it was the same, the old sofa, the table burdened with books, there seemed nothing to connect it with the hectic strangeness of the previous night. The room seemed to sit there with raised eyebrows, innocently saying, "Yes?" "Milk?" called out Reg from the kitchen. "Please," replied Dirk. He gave Richard a smile, which seemed to him to be half mad with suppressed excitement. "One lump or two?" called Reg again. "One, please," said Dirk, "and 2 spoons of sugar, if you would." There was a suspension of activity in the kitchen. A moment or two passed, and Reg stuck his head around the door. "Svlacheli!" he exclaimed. "Good heavens! Well, that was quick work, young Macduff. Well done, my dear fellow. How very excellent to see you. How good of you to come." He wiped his hands on a tea towel he was carrying and hurried over to shake hands. "My dear Svlad!" Dirk, please, if you would," said Dirk, grasping his hand warmly. "I prefer it. It has more of a sort of Scottish dagger feel to it, I think. Dirk Gently is the name under which I now trade. There are certain events in the past, I'm afraid, from which I would wish to disassociate myself." "Oh, absolutely. I know how you feel. Most of the 14th century, for instance, is pretty grim," agreed Reg earnestly. Dirk was about to correct the misapprehension, but thought that it might be somewhat of a long trek and left it. "So how have you been, then, my dear Professor?" he said instead, decorously placing his hat and scarf upon the arm of the sofa. "Well," said Reg, "it's been an interesting time recently, or rather a dull time, but dull for interesting reasons. Now sit down again, warm yourselves by the fire, and I will get the tea and endeavour to explain." He bustled out again, humming busily, and left them to settle themselves in front of the fire. Richard leant over to Dirk. "I had no idea you knew him so well," he said with a nod in the direction of the kitchen. "I don't," said Dirk instantly. "We met once by chance at some dinner, but there was an immediate sympathy and rapport." "So how come you never met again?" "He studiously avoided me, of course. Close rapports with people are dangerous if you have a secret to hide, and as secrets go, I fancy that this is somewhat of a biggie. If there is a bigger secret anywhere in the world, I would very much care," he said quietly, "to know what it is." He gave Richard a significant look and held his hands out to the fire. Since Richard had tried before, without success, to draw him out on exactly what the secret was, he refused to rise to the bait on this occasion, but sat back in his armchair and looked about him. "Did I ask you," said Reg, returning at that moment, "if you wanted any tea?" Yes, said Richard. "We spoke about it at length. I think we agreed in the end that we would, didn't we?" "Good," said Reg vaguely. "By a happy chance, there seems to be some ready in the kitchen. You'll have to forgive me. I have a memory like a, what are those things you drain rice in? What am I talking about?" With a puzzled look, he turned smartly round and disappeared once more into the kitchen. "Very interesting," said Dirk quietly. "I wondered if his memory might be poor." He stood suddenly and prowled around the room. His eyes fell on the abacus, which stood on the only clear space on the large mahogany table.